Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another lights on listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage. The pox on you. Monkey pox, monkey shines, or is this yet another, and indeed the darkest chapter in Satan's bid for America, or the deep state bid for America, same thing. And the world, by the way. Let's take a deep dive. Trump brings down three dynasties, R.I.T., a playoff of R.I.P. Only this one means retired in torment. One more to go, by the way. Update on election 2022 and a look at the California situation if we have time. Whoa, buddy, it's time for your brain massage.
Truth. Served here, flavored by delectable wit, delicious sarcasm, succulent sagacity. A gourmet meal for the mind.
Gutfield is recovering from the loss of his favorite example of MSM deep state sycophancy and the canning of lackey star Stelter. Can because he does not rate. At CNN? Isn't that rather oxymoronic? I mean setting side by side CNN firing a talking head for low ratings? The entire network should fire itself. Who's next? Before CNN realizes, it's just that the people are not buying their poop scoops. Okay, now that was weird, but you get it. Which talking head will roll next? Rachel Maddow? No, excuse me, she's MSNBC. Another favorite of the deep state, and her head just rolled by my screen. Yikes, another one bites the dust. Another one bites the... Looks like her rolling head bumped into her replacement's teleprompter and interrupted her debut. Oh well. Greg, who playfully chided Liz as putting the Liz in Lizard upon her craterous fall. The end of the Cheney dynasty. Liz lost to a complete unknown, newbie, by well over 30 points. Hallelujah. Greg said succinctly, Trump has taken down three dynasties. The Clintonistas, the Bushies, and the Cheneys. May they R.I.T. Retire in torment. No peace, saith my God, for the wicked. Now that is heaven's policy, friend. You read it twice, stipulated by the prophet Isaiah. There is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked. Isaiah 48:22, 57:21. The well-known finger-wagging liar scolding America for accusing him of having sex with that woman. Pause, Monica Lewinsky. Whose real crime is beyond his many jaunts on Lolita Express to Epstein's Island. By the way, did he pose for that painting of him in full drag? Where he enjoyed the pleasure of sin for his season at the expense of underage girls? And most notably, selling out America to the Chinese by granting top secret clearance to CCP spies who robbed some of our most sensitive top secret weapons, documents, and their... pretending Trump had nuclear documents in his. Oh, give me a break. The year of the rat, my friend. Don't you remember that? Have you ever read the book? And the Bushies with their hunting buddy, Bad Shot Cheney, who it seems never saw a war they didn't like. And where they could not see one, they made one. Whose policies on the border made me suspicious? Well, they just might have a hand in the cookie jar of the drug and sex trade cartel operations. God help them. I hope not. One more major dynasty to go. The O'Bidens. That's a twofer. Obama and Biden in one takedown coming soon. So let's take a look at how election 2022 is unfolding. The election fraud machine is backfiring, halting, limping, chugging along, but it's still in full operation and they are beginning to seriously panic. Remember, a cornered snake has no recourse but to strike. The raid on Mar-a-Lago is an example of what I mean. And by the way, Trump is saying we should dampen down the rhetoric. The, quote, temperature has to be brought down, end quote, he said. The allegations of a flood of threats against the FBI and the agents involved is what he's referring to. and not referring to any concern he has about his part in any rhetoric, Bill. I'm going to speak to that for a moment. What do you want to bet most of these are bots, by the way, these so-called threats on federal agents? The American people have every right to be angry. And there is, by the way, a long time honored tradition for hyperbolic rhetoric to vent frustration against injustice. It's been going on for a very long time, all the way back from, 1776 and before. But the only time it's a problem for the wicked left is when it's conservatives that are venting. When they call for killing a Republican president, when they put on displays in public depicting the murder of a Republican president in a play, when they ratchet up the rhetoric by referring to all Trump supporters as terrorists, that's not a problem. When they hold a mock bloody severed head of Trump, no problem, just Americans venting. When Hollywood tramps and trolls suggest it might be time to do a Wilkes Booth on the president of the United States, no problem, just venting. We're getting sick and tired of your double standard, friends. Sick and tired of these children of the liar. These devils whose purpose is served by stealing, killing, and destroying, which is why all their policies lead to that end. Tired of this double standard, this business of wagging their Clinton finger in our faces while doing the same things they accuse others of doing. But 10 times worse. We've had enough of it. And we are coming after you, one dynasty at a time. Clinton down 2016, Cheney down 2022, Biden going down. As soon as the theft of the 2020 election is overturned, and we will do it by full use of our freedoms. We don't go into the streets and burn our neighbors' businesses to the ground. That's not who we are. Set fire to courts and police facilities and so on, or killing perfectly innocent people. That's who the Democrats are. But we're coming for your power. We, the people, are going to assert our power. We're going to rise up and remove you from power. And we have learned an important lesson. Now we see clearly why Israel and Judah lost the kingdom. God complained against them, ye have set up kings, but not by me. They put rulers in place, but not according to God. They allowed wicked, lying scoundrels to take positions of power, contrary to God's will. They put these people in power in their government, and just as God said, O my people, they which lead thee cause thee to err and destroy the way of thy paths. Isaiah 3 verse 12. Have we not witnessed this? But there is a danger that we must avoid. For the Bible warns us, quote, the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous, lest the righteous put forth their hands unto iniquity. Psalm 125:3. Catch my message last Sunday morning. Beware, brethren. Do not lift up your hands to iniquity. Right now, more than ever before in our history, since the defense of our declaration and the founding of our nation, have we been in greater peril of losing our liberties? And like Benjamin Franklin once observed, if a sparrow cannot fall without his notice, certainly a nation cannot rise without his aid. Any who surmise God is not active in the rise and fall of nations is blind and cannot see what's right in front of their face, much less make out what's coming afar off. My friend, we need God to intervene. But do you see? But my friend, we do see. We see clearly what the wicked are doing to destroy the way of liberty, the way of freedom. We see the pen they are constructing, intending to enclose the people to become their slaves. We see it, and we are sounding the alarm. And Paul Revere's lantern lighters are turning on the lights and exposing these wicked. The righteous are throwing upon the wounded carcass of this nation the burning but preserving salt. We hear our founders calling to us from their graves. Alexander Hamilton warning us that we must put godly Christian men in positions of power or we will lose the liberties they fought so valiantly to secure for us. John Jay repeatedly warning us that a Christian people must be careful to never put ungodly, wicked, unbelieving men in power. Why? Well, they do not know the only true king of this earth. They do not with Cromwell cry, no king but Christ. They are not infused nor moved by the spirit of liberty. They are tyrants in service to the enemy of liberty and justice. And being liars, they deceive with the pretentious claim that they care about democracy. You know, the idea of the rule of the people. But when democracy rises up and exercises their authority to oppose them, well, then they act directly contradictory to everything they say they believe in. They defile democracy. They trample it under their filthy feet. They spit on it. They despise it. They hate it. The people can only be free, in their eyes, only so long as they're willing to be their slaves. You have free speech so long as you say what they want you and approve that you can say. If you turn against their absurd notion of freedom, breaking the bands and cords of Christ, the bands of gender, for example, the cords of God's righteousness, for two examples, and I could go on. Well, then they take by force the divinely appointed sword of justice, ordained by him to execute wrath against the workers of iniquity, evildoers. Well, they wrest it from the hands of the righteous, and they turn it against the only rightful holders of that sword. They usurp it, and they use it in service to the wicked, and on behalf of their wicked one. For all the talk about civil war, as I brought out in my last brain massage, that is exactly what we are engaged in. A civil war. I think the war fought to end slavery and preserve the Union was misnamed. Ours is a civil war. The word civil refers to ordinary citizens and their concerns as, quote, distinct from military or ecclesiastical matters, end quote. Now, that's the modern definition. That's the modern or the new definition. The one that desires or that reflects the desire to distinguish civil as purely secular. Back in the day of our Declaration, through well into and almost through the 1900s, this word meant what pertains to a city or a state, what pertains to a citizen in his relation to his fellow citizens. It didn't mention anything about the military or ecclesiastical issues. It spoke of those who are subject to government, law, and order. And that's what was considered civilized. The left is not civilized. They are barbarians. They flaunt their rebellion against the Constitution of the United States almost daily. They repudiate law and order. Won't you open your eyes and see? Durkin's Summer of Love, as an example, neighborhoods in flames, firebombing police cars, shooting bystanders, looting, smashing glass, like a pack of Nazi dogs in full rebellion against law and order, while the Democrats looked on approvingly. Yes, they approved it. They lauded it. They supported it. They even, Kamala Harris even funded a program to make their bail. How dare they open their filthy, traitorous mouths against some patriots fed up with this and speaking out and issuing a warning that all sides must hear. And you'd better hear it loud and clear. And you'd better hear it now. I've been warning about this coming for over 10, almost 15 years. The only thing that maintains civil order, as I defined it from the old dictionary, 1913 Webster's, is the government recognizing and protecting the right of consent. The ballot box, not the bullet box. Remember, we used to say that often way back in the day, back in the 50s and 60s and so on. It's been understood for over two centuries that the key to the phenomenon of American civil order is that we can settle our disputes civilly by the ballot and not by the bullet or by the use of force or violence. They have pushed this nation to the brink of open armed conflict. How? By stealing from us the right of consent. We have now selection days, not election days. But by patient civil action, we are gaining ground and turning this around. We are reclaiming our right of consent without violence. Exposed, New York's voter matrix. We discovered, meaning we have brought out into the light, the fact that the New York Democrats contrived a way to get around purging the voter rolls. You see, the reason Democrats resist purging voter rolls is because that's their bank of voters they can use to manufacture ballots. Every voter on the rolls that is no longer an active voter provides a name and address that the Democrats can use and the deep state warmongering Republicans can use to fabricate a fake ballot, a fraudulent vote. You see, they need inflated voter rolls to provide support or cover for their voter fraud operation. So after being ordered by a court to purge their rolls, New York contrived to set up an alternate structure within the database of voter rolls to reinflate the rolls. That's what they did, and we caught them. Yeah, so what will be done about it? Well, I can hear you rolling your eyes saying, well, nothing will be done about it. And I guess, you know, if you're going to wait for the Democrat tyrants to do something about it, then of course nothing's going to be done about it. I guess it's up to the people to rise up in mass and peacefully, which does not mean kindly or softly or gently or like milquetoast, little limp-wristed, panty-waist Christian. It means without arms, armed only with righteous indignation, and assert your God-given right of voice and vote. Lay upon their conscience the reproof of God. The people crying out in mass for justice and judgment to be lawfully executed upon the wicked. Here you go. Breaking. New Mexico's Otero County has voted 100% to sue New Mexico's Secretary of State for the criminal act of certifying a fraudulent election in 2020, while knowing that the election was compromised by egregious election fraud and even participating in that fraud. DeSantis has launched a special police task force to watch and address election fraud in Florida. Well, good for him. Question, why won't DeSantis take us, he's been approached by this, why won't he take a stand against these cursed Dominion machines? He can't be allowed to get away with this. I want an investigation into any ties he has with Dominion, and he ought not to be afraid of that. He ought to come forward with that. I will not feel comfortable that DeSantis is not just another controlled opposition operative until I understand why he refuses to take on the Dominion stealing machines. I hope to God that man does not turn out to be another lousy pretender, being used as controlled opposition by the very enemy that is at war with our Constitution and against we the people. Folks, I've gone a bit long in this segment. We're going to skip the break and just roll right along.
Stand by. The Brain Massage Show is about to blow your mind.
Hello and welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheinbach, pastor at the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps of the church belfry arch, singling the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. Irony is the people who are afraid of talk about civil war are the very ones doing everything they can to provoke it. Virtually every conservative I know is warning against it. Fearful the rod of the wicked resting too long on the lot of the righteous will ultimately provoke them to put their hands unto iniquity. Remember, we touched on that last segment. Listen, don't do it. We are winning. Having trouble breaking from this topic today, excuse me. I think I have the spirit of the Lord. Friends, the liars who brought you rushing collusion and have yet to confess their wicked lie and repent are bringing you this lie that the right is trying to start a civil war. They are liars, and so living under divine condemnation for their evil. Who, if they go to their graves in this sin, or in their sin, I should say, will burn in hell. The smoke of their torment will rise eternally as a memorial to the consequence awaiting all liars. Read Revelation 21:7. Read it. Repent, admit you lied about Trump incessantly, and admit you spied on him illegally and abused him wickedly because you feared him politically. Admit you despise any American who loves this country, honors its flag, submits to the government of our Constitution. You are the rebels. You are the insurrectionists. Admit it. Repent now or prepare to meet thy God and carry your just condemnation to the grave and into eternity. Okay, did I just now hear someone say, you're just getting too preachy for me. All right. Now, look, one word before you go. You are the problem. You, self-professed Christian that holds back the sword of the Spirit, will not take an open stand for Christ against these liars and the wicked who are taking this nation to hell. If you ever wonder what Psalm 9:17 means when it says the nation that forgets God will be turned into hell, you're watching it happen before your eyes. We're being ruled by hell itself, and we let it happen. Friend, the way to avoid armed conflict or the need to bring in the military to reestablish our constitutional republic is to correct the stolen election of 2020 and restore election integrity. We cannot move forward without a full investigation into the election theft of 2020. No, we can't do it. The electors committed to Biden in states where there has been proved election fraud. And you understand the difference, by the way, between voter fraud and election fraud. Voter fraud is when an individual voter tries to cheat. Election fraud is when there is a conspiracy between two or more to perpetrate an organized, systematic effort to steal, bribe, or bully votes, to manipulate results via the voting machines, or all the above, by domestic and or foreign actors, usually involving some election officials and often also involving some supposedly elected to office, actually selected. That's what we know happened. Yes, we know that. We have the receipts. And we must be heard on this. You cannot ignore us on this. We must be heard. We insist on being heard on this issue. Every Republican telling us to move on is a traitor. They must be targeted for retirement, RIT, retired to the torment of their defiled conscience, if they have not utterly seared it already. And in that case, they're consigned to the judgment of the Almighty. They will die in their sins and face the judge they cannot bribe, bully, or blackmail. Okay. I'll deal with the monkeypox thing more tonight, but let's at least give you an overview of this issue. Dr. Hader, H-I-D-E-R, warns that the monkeypox virus is more dangerous as a political weapon than it is as a viral disease, just like COVID. He calls on all of us to get ahead of this one and stop it before the politicians take it up and use it to further erode our liberties. And the biggest enemy to fight is fear. He has some other things to say that we need to hear about. So stay tuned. The article is titled, Doctor Warns of Suspicious Pattern Behind Monkeypox Outbreak. This could be used to take away our freedoms. Byline to Patricia Tolson for the Epoch Times. Now here's the article. That is footnoted in my notes. Dr. Hader is an MD with Northwestern Medicine, board certified in internal medicine, sometimes called an internist or general internist. They are expected to be experts in the issue of diagnostics and the treatment of chronic diseases and so on. He has been working in this field or his field for more than 15 years. He issues his warning against monkeypox by clarifying what it is and exposing the primary therapeutic that will stop the spread, which he says is done quite simply. In this contest, he says, by the way, masks to block the spread of monkeypox, as it was with COVID, is ridiculous. Now, I'm glad to see more doctors being willing to step forward and come out with the truth about the obscene spectacle of people walking around wearing face diapers, catching and cultivating plenty of bacteria, but doing nothing to block a virion. That's an infectious virus particle, which is, by the way, 3 times smaller, or pretty close, than the pores of your standard surgical mask. But more on that another time. A brief touch on the background of monkeypox. It was first discovered in 1958 when an unusual pox broke out in a few colonies of monkeys being kept for experiments, hence the name monkeypox. The first human case appeared in 1970, and it did not go anywhere. It vanished very quickly. Those showing symptoms are isolated until symptoms go away, and that's it. That's how you stop the spread. Prior to the 2022 outbreak, listen to this. A group got together in March of 2021 to do what amounts to war game scenarios to plot out a response to an anticipated bio attack. Very much like Event 201, anticipating a pandemic that we now call COVID. I've read through the Event 201 documentation, and I can verify that what Hader says here, as reported by the Epoch Times, is right on. Event 201 anticipated a pandemic, some significant time before the COVID hit. They did a tabletop exercise covering every possible contingency related to the anticipated global pandemic. All of it focused on controlling the spread, which involved protocols like lockdowns, masks, how to deal with misinformation online. Yeah, everything except one thing, therapeutics. They gave little or no thought at all to anticipating what therapies might be used. And, by the way, I noticed that great pains were taken in Event 201 on the problem of controlling information, stifling what they dubbed would be misinformation, controlling social media particularly. They planned it all out, and they followed this plan very carefully. You've seen the results. So, in March of 2021, now get this, a team of experts got together and did a tabletop exercise to address an anticipated bio attack, and the hypothetical exercise named the bio attack bioweapon, guess what? Monkeypox. They created a timeline for the attack. Now, I went to the site where I found this earlier, and you can no longer find the document online, at least not easily, as I did earlier. I suspect they pulled it down or buried it because of what I'm about to reveal. Here is a copy of that study in my file. You can have it if you ask for it. Under Figure 1, Scenario Design Summary, you discover three moves. Under Move 1, you see that they hypothetically established a date for the beginning of the attack. The bio attack would be launched by terrorists on May 15, 2022. Well, that's interesting, because monkeypox showed up May 16, 2022. Okay, think about that. By June 5, according to this scenario, there would be 1,421 cases and 4 deaths. No international warnings at that time. Then under Move 2, which begins January 10, 2023, it will have spread to 83 countries with 70 million cases and 1.3 million deaths. It will be revealed at that time that the monkeypox virus had been engineered to be vaccine resistant. Then on May 10, 2023, see, creating a scenario for an emergency disaster is what they're doing. And then on May 10, 2023, there will be 480 million cases and 27 million deaths. And at this point, the terrorist group responsible for the attack will be revealed. And it will be shown that it originated in by infiltration into a civilian biolab. Now, after this, there will be a global roundtable call December 1, 2023, leading into the heat of the 2024 election. 3.2 billion cases, 271 million deaths, and they will assess the differences of how countries responded to the crisis. Now, isn't this interesting? Without the backdrop of Event 201 and the eerie parallels between their hypothetical case and what happened to us with this COVID scam, remember, their dreadful estimates of deaths from the disease petered out. Despite their incredible efforts to gin up the numbers, you remember sending the elderly to certain death in nursing homes ill-equipped to handle them, incentivizing hospitals to diagnose aggressively for COVID, use of a test that was purposely designed to gin up the numbers of cases, which turned out to work against them, by the way, but all to use fear-mongering to drive people toward their vaccines, which Burke admits now they knew would not curb the spread or prevent infection. But that's not what they told us then, now is it? Back to this tabletop exercise for the monkeypox. Oh, they guessed right. It would be monkeypox. Oh, they guessed right. It would break out May 15, 2022. Oh, missed it by a day, May 16. Prediction or lucky guess, you decide. After the COVID scam, it's easy to see what's going on. This was not some lucky guess. This was pre-planned. So I'm going to go into this much more deeply tonight during my Comfort and Counsel for the Present Distress live stream with the Brain Masseur. Find our Facebook page, search Lighthouse Baptist Church, Santa Maria, California. Like the page, set up notifications. You really need this information. See you live. I have lit the lamps in the church belfry arch. Now you let me know you see they're on. Email me by going to our website at brainmassage.net. That's brainmassage.net. Find the Contact Us button. Send me an email. You can leave a message for me on our listener response hotline, 1-805-314-2114. My friend, we're going to have Russ Miller with us. He's a creation guy. He does the most outstanding job showing the biblical case for creation. I'm sure that you've never heard anything quite like this. Come see us tomorrow in church. God bless you, my dear friends. God bless America, and I'll see you in church.
Satan wants you to believe the world belongs to him and that you, Christian, have no say and no place in it. But the secret is out. Jesus is King, and all mankind are his subjects. Satan has no right to rule an inch of territory in the earth. Learn how to claim the earth for Jesus Christ. Get God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World. GodsWar2020.com. Come to Lighthouse Baptist Church. Your next brain massage is scheduled for Saturday at 12 noon and Sunday at 7 a.m.